Chapter 4. That night, Norman dreamed of the strange man from the funeral home. In the dream, the man was standing in a dark room cluttered with junk, clutching an old leather book with an illustration on the cover of an ethereal wisp of a woman sleeping beneath a scattering of stars. The man seemed to be sick or hurt. He dropped the book and doubled over in pain. Norman caught a glimpse of a desk in one corner of the room. The desk was covered with photographs. Photographs of Norman. In one of them, he was standing on the beach with his family, and he was circled with red ink. Then Norman woke up. "Wow," Norman said, sitting straight up in bed. "That was freaky." He could smell cherry-frosted toaster cakes being warmed up downstairs, but Norman didn't feel like interacting with his family this morning. The dream had sort of taken the wind out of his sails, and it was only 7:30. He decided to linger upstairs. He spent a full 3 minutes standing in his zombie slippers, brushing his teeth with the matching zombie toothbrush, letting the foam spill out of his mouth until he looked demented and possibly rabid. Then he changed the alarm on his tombstone clock from cackle to howl. He spent a long time rearranging some of his movie posters so that the Brain Eater one was more visible since it was his current favorite. Norman's plan was to stay in his room killing time until the very last minute, then rush out the door for school. But he dawdled for too long. The kitchen was empty, and even Courtney had already left. That meant he was later than usual. Norman sped down the street. He hated being late. Just before the bridge that led into town, Norman spied a woman in an old-timey leather flight suit and custom-made goggles swinging from a parachute that was entwined in the branches of a huge oak tree.
"Morning, Harriet. How's it hanging?" Norman called.
"Ha! Never heard that one before. Don't give up your day job, kid."
"I won't," Norman called, heading over the bridge.
"I'll try to swing by again on my way home."
Harriet hooted.